From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Over the last few days, students and staff from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School returned to the campus for the first time since the fatal shooting. We checked in with some of them to hear what it was like to go back. First, WLRN's Jessica Bakeman talks with two teachers who will now be sharing a classroom. Then WLRN's Katie Switalski reports from the school's orientation on Sunday afternoon.
Sarah Lerner thought she had processed what happened. She didn't expect to feel so overwhelmed when she was back in her classroom where she had sheltered 15 students during this country's deadliest high school shooting.
It was like time stood still.
Abandoned English quizzes sat on her students' desks. Their backpacks were still scattered around the room and cell phones plugged into electrical outlets. The date was still on the board. February 14th.
I started to have like a panic attack or an anxiety attack, and I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I just walked out. I couldn't stay anymore.
Lerner won't be staying in that classroom. Everything's been reworked so students and teachers don't have to go back to the building where the massacre took place. Lerner's classroom isn't in that building, but it's a big room, so it's getting reassigned to two other teachers. She's moving in with another English teacher.
We'll be having two completely different classes happening in one room at the same time.
For some of the class periods, I'll have creative writing and she'll have senior English students.
Melissa Falkowski is Lerner's new roommate. Lerner's the yearbook advisor. Falkowski is the newspaper advisor. And she expects it won't be too difficult for the kids to meet at the same time since they'll be telling the same story. The two colleagues agree. It'll probably be a while before there's a whole lot of teaching going on. Here's Falkowski again.
The kids have to be supported emotionally first. If they're not emotionally equipped, not present in their minds because they're dealing with their grief and their other issues, then it doesn't really matter if you're teaching or not.
Lerner says it's okay if they have to take it slow.
If I don't get to finish 1984, if I don't get to read Macbeth with them, life will go on.
Something the principal has said stuck with both of them. There's no playbook for something like this, so you just have to figure out how to move forward. I'm Jessica Bakeman.
And I'm Katie Switalski. Students and parents at MSD had a difficult time coming back to school, too. Broward County Schools held a community open house on Sunday afternoon. Hundreds of families walked around campus and refamiliarized themselves.
It's just weird, like, to be back here. It doesn't seem like the same school.
That's ninth grader Gabby Coelho. She was in the building where the shooting happened. But Gabby says it was important to come back now instead of when classes start back up on Wednesday.
Because I'm with my mom and my friends. It's not like being alone and going through it again.
Throughout the afternoon, students came and went. Some came to get their backpacks finally, while others walked out with heart balloons and large stuffed bears from Valentine's Day that said, "Be mine." When she was back in her school, which now felt so different, Gabby leaned on her mom, Donna Coelho, for support.
In a way, I don't want to be here. In a way, I do want to be here.
She says coming back made her nervous for a few reasons.
More for her than for myself, because she was there. She saw everything. She saw her classmates on the ground.
The skies outside MSD were quiet because school superintendent Robert Runcie tweeted, asking media not to fly helicopters over the school. Donna Coelho says this day is about the well-being of the students.
For them to see each other and comfort each other and know, hey, we have to be strong and we have to get back to school. I mean, she's a straight-A student, and how could I keep her out of school?
But Gabby isn't so sure.
I still don't want to go back.
Her mom says as a family, they understand that's a tough balance.
How do you sit there and concentrate when that's what you were doing before the kids heard the gunshots?
But once the mother-daughter duo emerged from the reorientation, they smiled at each other. It was therapeutic.
It was okay. How was it for you?
It made me feel a little better.
I'm Katie Switalski in Parkland.
We have a list of free mental health resources available to help in the wake of the Parkland shooting. That's at WLRN.org/Stoneman. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.